Hello and welcome to Campus Connection with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis. And Burns, let's begin with the end of another busy semester at OSU, capped off with a full slate of graduation activities.
Well, you know, it went very well, and I want to thank all the faculty and staff that pitched in, and our Maritime faculty that helped us with the programs and directing traffic. We graduated over 3,000. It was three big ceremonies. Governor Mary Fallon, OSU alum, gave the first commencement address at the 9:30 ceremony. And then our lieutenant governor, who is also an OSU grad, Todd Lamb, provided the commencement remarks at the 12:30 and 4 o'clock session. So they were all, all of Gallagher, Iowa was packed. We had to go to three a couple of years ago because we were having to turn people away, and that is not good. All in all, it was a great deal. I thought the campus looked great, and I hope everybody drops by and sees the incredible topiary, which is there on the corner of University and Monroe. It's about an 8-foot moat with its own interior sprinkler system. It's just great. So give yourself a treat and drop by.
Well, President Hargis, with the end of the semester, it's time to look to the future. And I know the budget is front and center there as lawmakers work toward a spending plan for the next fiscal year beginning July 1st.
Well, the legislators have a very difficult job this time. They're having for the third straight year to look at cuts of state agencies. And it's very hard, I think, to balance the priorities and to protect agencies, at least for their essential services that they need to provide. Higher ed, of course, is right in that mix. We have new money coming in. That helps. But I think we have to be prepared to tighten our belt as best we can because we want to keep any tuition increase that might become necessary as low as we possibly can and keep OSU affordable.
Well, it may be summer for the students here at Oklahoma State University, but it's certainly not summer for Burns Hargis. Talk to me about what's on tap for this summer.
No, well, we've been working very hard. Our enrollment management area has just done a marvelous job in recruiting. We have a record number of applications already, a record number of admits. I don't know how large this freshman class is going to be, Kelly, but it's going to be a big one. It may be the biggest in our history. We're very excited about that. We've been spending a lot of time trying to raise money. As you know, our $1 billion branding success campaign is going very well. We are now just past $740 million. We don't have all that money. Some of it's in the form of planned gifts, others pledges. But a lot of it has come in cash. We still need to raise money for three major projects that are underway. One is the new business building. The other is a performing arts center, which we intend to build on the south side of university just across from the alumni center, which we really desperately need. And then finally, our human sciences college, which houses hotel and restaurant management, which is world renowned, desperately needs some additional space. So we're working on those. There's a lot of other facilities that need work and new facilities that are needed, but those are the three major ones. So we'll be raising money for that all summer long. So the first cowgirl and I and Hargis will be traveling around trying to drum up support from our alums so we can keep OSU funded, in fact, better funded than we've ever been in our history. So it'll be a busy summer, but we're looking forward to it.
Well, Burns, I wish you every success this summer, and it has been, once again, a real pleasure to have the opportunity to visit with you each week here on KOSU.
Well, I'll miss talking to you every week for a few weeks here, but we'll be back in session and look forward to talking to you then, Kelly.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.